We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eagers Heating and Air Conditioning.
This was an act of terrorism. The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
Today I'm saying goodbye.
Today I'm suspending my campaign for president.
A Colorado judge has said no to a request under Colorado's new red flag law to take away a man's guns.
I think the president's afraid.
He has remade the economic landscape. His rising tide is lifting all boats.
Ah, how about that? Geraldo Rivera getting something right for a change. I'm just kidding. By the way, the soundbite you heard there with the I'm leaving today was Abby Huntsman. Remember her? She used to be on Fox and Friends in the morning, filling in as a host a lot. And she was on the Weekend Edition, and she used to be on the couch there on Outnumbered. And then she up and left to go to The View, which is... baffled me, to be quite honest.
I don't know why you would do that to yourself.
Yeah. Right. But then I found out once she got there that, you know, she wasn't, I don't think she was ever a conservative. Maybe she was, she had her own reasons. Now she's leaving The View because she's uncomfortable there. Could you imagine sitting next to Joy Behar?
No.
That'd make anybody
that
uncomfortable.
Whole group
I just have
be
to
very
say.
Very difficult.
Happy Tuesday morning. Glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I tell you what, coming up, we've got Cam Edwards for 2A Tuesday. It started, right? Today, the NRA and other pro-Second Amendment groups are gathering in Virginia, where the legislature is expected to pass some of the most anti-American legislation in the country. Governor Northam has promised to sign it. It's all starting today in Virginia, and there are going to be people up there protesting about it. We're going to talk to Cam Edwards about all of that at the bottom of the hour here at around 7:37. In the next hour, I've got the Missouri State Treasurer, Scott Fitzpatrick's going to be joining us, and my friend Chris Arps will be here in studio. He's got a couple of great new articles up on Red State. So we'll get to all that and more. Right now, let's get to our VIP. He's Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
He's missed that because he's fresh back from vacation, and we've got Todd Pyro on the phone. How are you, my friend?
You know, as we've talked about, I'm on a story shoot right now, and the people that I'm on the story shoot with can't go into too much detail, but they laughed when they heard the intro. So we're making a difference out there in the world.
I'm glad that you've got some more fans of that great intro that Tricia built for you.
Spectacular.
Fantastic.
Happy New Year, Mark Cox.
Yes, sir. So what did a vacation mean for Todd Pyro?
We went out to Hawaii, which is one of our favorite spots, and had a lovely time. A lot of sun, a lot of water, just a good time.
Lovely. I've got to go there sometime. That's one of the spots that I have not had a chance to visit yet.
You know what? They call Hawaii the St. Louis of the Pacific.
I hope not, because the crime rate's about to shoot up.
That's not good news for people in Hawaii.
That's funny.
I don't know what you want to talk about today, but I have a topic that I would like to bring to the table that is very near and dear to my heart.
Hit it.
I haven't been listening to your show, so you may have talked about this for the first couple of hours. Have you talked about the Vince Vaughn situation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, first thing this morning, I asked Susan Thomas, who does traffic for us, do you know who's trending on Twitter? And it's Vince Vaughn. The hate is thick for the man this morning.
Let me just tell you something.
in the Pyro household, you don't mess with Todd's mom, and you don't mess with Vince Vaughn.
Nice. No, I would agree. I love Vince the guy Vaughn, as an actor.
Half of the stuff that I say on TV are Vince Vaughn lines for movies. The other half are Seinfeld lines.
Yeah.
So, and Will Ferrell mixed it. It's really a 30-30-30 split.
Yes.
So let's be real. So 10% of the stuff I say is my own material. 30% Vince Vaughn, 30% Will Ferrell, 30% Seinfeld lines.
I'm gonna guess at this. What is your favorite Vince Vaughn character line from Anchorman?
Darcy Mantooth is a saint.
I knew it. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
I'll say that randomly at like just random times. My other thing is like anytime we do, it doesn't have to be a story about people doing good in the world. It could be a story about anything. I'll just go, people helping people. Just really yell that out.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers. I mean, I love so many movies that the guy's been in. And, you know, here's the thing. Didn't we just go through this with Ellen DeGeneres,
yes,
who sat next to George Bush, and the Twitter hate was vile?
It was ridiculous. I mean, she's sitting there with a guy who hasn't been in the White House for a decade, right, at that point. And, you know, it's not like they're talking intense policy. They're watching the Cowboys, which is a mind-numbing exercise, okay, first of all. And it just, what has society devolved into, you know, this cancel culture? Come on. But we need to take a step back. These are people's lives, you know? And the last time I checked, the Constitution does allow for the freedom of association. Guess what? I live in Connecticut, and you know what? Most of my friends are Democrats. So I like to think that, you know, the right won't cancel me because most of my friends are Democrats. Similarly, I'd like to think that the left won't cancel Vince Vaughn, the most amazing actor of our generation, because he sat and talked to President Trump for 30 seconds.
Well, you know, as Denise pointed out earlier, Vaughn has not been quiet about his political views. He's a libertarian. I mean, he's been pretty out front about that. I'm not quite sure why people in Hollywood were so shocked that he would, you know, be cordial to the president of the United States.
And, you know, you brought up a very good point. Let's not forget that both Vince Vaughn and John Voight were in Four Christmases, a movie that around Christmas time you want to watch. See, these are important facts that I'm providing to your audience.
That's good stuff. You know, speaking of sports movies, because I know Vaughn's been in a couple of those, what do you make of this whole Astros-Boston situation? I mean, I don't think Lou Now and these other folks that have been that wrapped up in this, I don't think they work in baseball again. I mean, who's going to hire them?
I mean, it's going to be interesting. So I'm going to answer this from a two-pronged perspective. One, I'm going to give you the intelligent baseball answer. Obviously, what they did is an abomination to the game of baseball. Whether they work in baseball again, look, baseball, you know, Pete Rose has sort of crept in and out, but never officially been welcomed back in an official capacity.
Senator Rand
Paul. Now, granted, these two aren't up to the level of a Pete Rose, but it'll be interesting. I disagree with you. I think at the end of the day, at some point, they make it back in some capacity and are able to rehabilitate their image, because America does love a comeback, and they love a when there's contrition involved and all that. That's my intelligence.
Don't get me started on the Pete Rose comparison, though, because, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati and just north of there, and I don't think there should be a Hall of Fame if the all-time hits leader isn't in it. And what he did, in my opinion, is far less offensive than what they did, because how do you determine whether or not by stealing the signs from the catcher of the other team that you didn't help your team's batting average during any particular series, particularly the World Series?
Right. And for me, now here comes the child who's going to then join on the radio. My Yankees were hurt, okay?
True.
When you hurt my Yankees, I get upset. The Yankees ostensibly could have won the World Series in 2017 had it not been for these shenanigans. They could have, allegedly, the Astros didn't use the sign-stealing this year. Okay, whatever. But You know, I also lived out in L.A. for a while. I like the Dodgers. This obviously hurt the Dodgers in 2017 when the Astros did it, and probably hurt the Dodgers in 2018 when, as we will find out in the coming hours, the Red Sox did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going to happen to that guy either. And then we just find out that our beloved Cardinals hired one of their either hitting or pitching coaches, I think a hitting coach, who sits on the bench for us now. Apparently he's going to avoid any penalties from all this, so we hope.
I hate all sports. All my teams are horrible, Mark Cox. And if they're not horrible, if they're actually good, they get, I don't want to use the S word, but they get saddled up by the cheating forces in baseball. It's not right.
I tell you,
the
only way to avoid something like this going forward would just be to say, if any team gets caught doing this, you surrender all of your television royalties for the year.
Yeah.
Make
it money based. You watch people clean up real quick.
Absolutely, they would clean it up real quick. There's no doubt about it. So you're out on a shoot for Fox and Friends. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I could have to drop this phone at any moment. drop the call. Do you hear that?
I did.
Something's afoot.
Does that mean you have to go?
No. Oh. No, that just means the gentleman who we're on the operation with has to take a call. So I need to.
I see. Okay, you need to eavesdrop.
Isn't this exciting? This is real time for your listeners. It really is elevating the importance of what I do on a day in a day out basis.
I love it. That's fine. People need to understand the high stress life of a network correspondent. Right.
Meantime, I just got back from Hawaii, so yeah, it's a good juxtaposition.
It's a good job if you can get it. I'm assuming tonight you're watching the Democratic debate, right? Are you going to be serving breakfast somewhere tomorrow?
There's a debate.
Thank you.
What?
Yeah, we didn't know either.
There's an election going on. I wasn't familiar with it.
We had to look at who was even still left in the field because they're not all going to be on the stage tonight. That's funny.
But you know, generally, going into a day like today, what the topics are going to be. The interesting thing is going to be this Bernie Elizabeth Warren thing that sort of came to the fore yesterday. That is going to be fascinating. One, to see how that discussion goes on stage in terms of, you know, how forceful does Elizabeth Warren push it? How much does Bernie Sanders backtrack? Is there any apology? Because he's come out and denied that he said a woman can't win the presidency in 2020.
Right.
So it's going to be fascinating. And it's also going to be fascinating to see what the Vince Vaughn cancel culture does to Bernie Sanders, who in many respects is leading in the Democratic polls to beat President Trump, you know, to put him in the race to hopefully on the Democratic side defeat President Trump in 2020. So there's so much going on.
Yeah, those are his people. There's no doubt about that. But the important thing to remember, the lingering lesson from Todd Pyro this morning is that Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
She is a saint.
She is a saint.
The people I'm on the operation with laughed at that joke. So now they're laughing at your jokes, Mark.
That's good. I appreciate that. Listen, Todd Pyro, we always appreciate having you on, my friend. We'll let you get back to work, and we'll do it again next week. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
Go Yankees.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Todd Pyro from Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends there, and at Todd Pyro on Twitter. You can go on there and follow him, and he tweets funny stuff in the morning when he's on the set, when he's filling in there during the week and on the weekends and Fox and Friends.
He has a lot of fun at work.
He does have fun, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
No kidding. We need to try to get him to town sometime.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That would be a good time. In fact, don't we have some Todd Pyro signed pictures in there? He just sent us some more, didn't he?
Did he send us more?
He did.
He sent you more. I haven't seen
No. He sent more personally signed photos. Would anybody like one?
You give these away, you do know where they are. You've seen them.
I do.
Them.
They're in the drawer. They're right next to Zach Factor.
Did you draw
right
mustaches
outside the door
on all of them?
I did not, but I can if you'd like.
Yeah.
Why don't we give a couple away? Can we do that? Let's give two away. Two away. Caller 5 and caller 8 will get a personally signed photo from Fox and Friends correspondent Todd Pyro. you can be a pyromaniac. 314-241-9797. We will do that. We'll give that away right now. How about that? That's good.
Sounds like the most exciting thing we've done all
it
day.
It is. I'm just telling you. I'm all out of concert tickets, but I can give you
some Todd Pyro
signed photos.
Two lucky winners
We're
going
to give away. We'll ship them out for you. I can even draw. If you ask Zach Factor, I will personally autograph them myself with a little mustache before we send them out.
Maybe they just want the Todd Pyro picture with his signature.
Well, that's true. I mean, I want to give you that option. We are full service.
Don't go
here.
Putting mustaches on them until you find out if the winners want them or not.
So 314-241-9797, and we'll give those to caller 5 and caller 8 in case Zach Factor is not paying attention out there since he's got the photos.
He's on it.
He is paying attention.
How do you two feel about the Sanders-Warren story? Do you think he said it? Do you think she's just trying to make hay?
I'm indifferent.
I saw the quote.
I bet he said something that would make, yeah. Maybe he didn't mean, I don't. You know, one of those things where it's just like he says something and you can take it one way, but you can see why it doesn't need to be taken that way kind of thing, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Well, so I think for what it matters, I looked at the quote earlier that she gave to somebody when she claimed she came out of this meeting and told several people what he had said to her. I was in a meeting one time where somebody pointed out to me during the Clinton Trump campaign that, well, you know, she's going to be we're going to have a female president next time around. And I said, no, I don't think we are. Why? You don't like women? I'm like, no, I don't like that woman. So it's feasible that what he was saying to her is, I don't think you can win in 2020.
Yeah.
Maybe because, you know, Elizabeth Warren is a little bit of a lightning rod and she's very polarizing. I don't know that she could win that election. But that doesn't mean Tulsi Gabbard couldn't. I mean, I would fully support a woman whose politics I embraced being president of the United States. I have no problem with that.
My guess is Bernie Sanders would, too. I think what you both just said is correct. It was probably taken out of context. Elizabeth Warren has a habit of not being completely honest about.
Right. She could have easily said something that he said and twisted it into a bit more than what was actually intended.
Yeah. Because they're fighting. They're competing. They're not friends. She wants to make him look like a scumbag, and he wants her to not be president.
And he gave her a window, maybe. And it was just like she took it and ran with it and turned it into something more than it probably should be.
Probably wanted to give her a door instead of a window to get out.
You can push
maybe
somebody
what he
out a
said
window
was,
just as easily as you can push them out a door, Mark.
Maybe what he said was, I don't think America's going to elect a Native American woman to be president of the United States.
I don't think that's what he said
that's
at all.
That's not what he said.
I think this sounds like something Elizabeth Warren would have said
that he said.
Yeah. Yep, so now you got the hang of it.
And she would be 1/1024th offended by it.
Now, this would be a different story if you asked me if Joe Biden said he'd be like, what? What
did you know Joe Biden has said something like that at some point in his past. There's no doubt about it, don't you think? In 1998 or whenever he ran the last time, he did.
Heat of battle with Corn Pop, you never know.
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah, yeah. Corn Pop, just always remember.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Right.
He was.
Your mind all jumbled sometimes.
Yeah,
arm wrestling him.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Do you know what I meant?
So, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out. Put that double barrel shotgun and fired 2 blasts outside the house.
Yeah. Speaking of your Second Amendment rights and bad information about firearms, you know what they're trying to do in Virginia? Today, the legislature's voting. There are protesters outside of the courthouse in the Capitol building in Virginia. We're going to talk to Cam Edwards about it coming up.
Colorado judge has said no to a request under Colorado's new red flag law to take away a man's guns. The judge denied a request from a woman in Lyman who claims she was threatened. CBS4's Rick Salinger is live at the state capitol tonight. Rick.
Kathy, we've learned that there have been 4 requests to confiscate guns filed so far. 2 in Denver, 1 in Larimer County, the other in Lincoln County, which has now been denied.
Wow. Well, there's a little bit of progress. At least they denied one of them. How about that? We're going to talk more about this. This is what we've told you about with these red flag laws that are popping up all over the place. One place they're working on them right now as well is in Virginia. Let's get to our guest, please.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Our guest this morning, Cam Edwards, back with us, editor at BearingArms.com, and of course, Cam and Company and 40 Acres and a Fool. We love that. At Cam Edwards on Twitter. Cam, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, it's great to have you on again. You know, I'm watching with fascination what they're doing in Virginia, and I hope the country learns a lesson from this. But yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee passed a number of gun control bills that now move along in the process, and the governor there is encouraging all of this, and pretty much Democrats run the show, right?
That is right. Republicans lost control of the state legislature in last November's elections. Democrats are in charge of the executive and legislative branches in Virginia for the first time in 26 years. And they are doing their best to impose California-style, New York-style, New Jersey-style gun control laws on the populace here in Virginia.
So I'm trying to get to an idea of what they're working on. There's a universal background check bill. They want to limit the number of guns you can buy to once a month. There are red flag laws, and then firearms and ammunition can be controlled by localities. What does that even mean?
Right. So we have firearms preemption law in the state of Virginia, and that means the state legislature is the one body that determines the gun laws in the state.
Right.
Democrats want to undo that. They want to allow localities to set more restrictive policies to this particular bill would allow localities to ban firearms and ammunition from permitted events or events that should be permitted. So let's say you've got a concert taking place. Let's say you've got a parade downtown. The cities would be able to ban lawful gun possession in those areas, just as the Democrats, by the way, have already changed the rules at the state capitol and have made Virginia's capital a gun-free zone for the first time in decades.
Yeah. They brought these forth yesterday and voted on them. I know there are a lot of organized protests going on in Virginia today, right? The capitol?
Not so much today, but we've got a huge turnout yesterday. Actually, there were thousands of gun owners who were on hand as these bills were voted on. We've got another lobby day that's coming up on January the 20th, and the expectation is that there are going to be tens of thousands of gun owners at the Capitol next Monday.
Well, I hope so. You know, one of the places I did a little research on this was a TV station out of Richmond, Virginia, and they put their own poll up asking for this, do you support with a blank, no gun laws, some gun law changes, or most of the gun law changes. The no's are overwhelming. Like 86% of the people in this particular community in Richmond who voted don't support any of these gun laws changes that they're making. Where's the support coming from?
I mean, the support is coming from, you know, Northern Virginia, Virginia Beach. It's coming from Democratic strongholds in the state. But there are plenty of gun owners, even in those deep blue areas of Virginia, that are opposed to these measures. And then when you get outside of the cities, when you get into the suburbs and the more rural parts of the state, I got to tell you, I mean, the opposition is near 100%. And while the Senate committee yesterday in Virginia approved four gun control measures, Governor Northam wants eight different gun control bills to become law. So the Senate Judiciary Committee did not handle everything yesterday, including what I think is going to be the most egregious bill that would ban so-called assault weapons. It would also ban magazines over 10 rounds, would ban legally owned suppressors. People who own these things right now would not be allowed to continue to possess these items unless there's one exception, unless they registered their so-called assault weapon with the state police. But the magazines that you own, the suppressors that you own, you would be a felon if you continue to possess these items that you possess today.
That's outrageous. It's they're building a registry so they know where you are if you do have them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, we had a bill that was killed yesterday there was a quote-unquote Osobens ban that did not have a grandfather clause. It didn't have registration. It was simply you could not continue to possess these guns. They scrapped that bill, and now they're proclaiming themselves to be, you know, listening to the concerns of gun owners by requiring them to register the guns that they said they wanted to confiscate. And gun owners in the state, you know, look, we're not idiots. We're not dumb. We know what's going on here. And there's going to be, I think, a clear rejection of these measures on the part of gun owners and Republican lawmakers.
Yeah.
I just, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to be enough.
Yeah, true. That's very true. And 90 localities in Virginia have already passed Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. So at least they're letting their voices be heard. I don't know if you heard the piece I ran off the top there. It was a report from a CBS station in Denver where for the first time, under their new red flag laws, a judge actually denied one of the requests. Red flag laws are also something they're trying to pass there in Virginia.
Absolutely. And, you know, you say it's nice that at least one of these was denied. According to the state of Colorado, they anticipate that 95% of these red flag orders are going to be approved. The bill that's been introduced in Virginia has a very low legal standard for the judge to approve an order. It denies due process rights for the subject of the order because 2 weeks can go by before they ever get their day in court after their firearms have been seized. And most importantly, this is being billed as some sort of mental health bill, some sort of way to, you know, help those that are in crisis. It does nothing to address mental health. In fact, the words mental health are found nowhere in the bill. This is a gun ban bill. This takes guns from people who are supposedly in crisis, but it leaves them with their pills, their knives, their gasoline, their car keys, their matches. It doesn't require any sort of mental health treatment. It's a gun control bill disguised as, you know, a mental health offering.
Wow. All we can hope at this point is that the Supreme Court steps in and gives us a few more details on what it expects in terms of local gun control, right?
Absolutely. And the court did hear oral arguments in December with a challenge to a New York City gun law. We've not heard anything from the court yet, and we probably won't for another few months.
Right.
If the court decides that they're going to hear this case or accept this case, there's a chance that the court could actually declare that case to be moot because New York City tried to change the law after the Supreme Court agreed to review it. But the court has a number of other Second Amendment cases that are queued up in conference, ready to go. So I do expect that sooner rather than later, we will hear the court weigh in. As a Virginia gun owner, I have to say, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Amen. Amen. Cam Edwards, thank you for your information on this. I want to try to keep people as informed as possible as to what's going on. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for your interest.
Yes, sir. Cam Edwards there. BearingArms.com is the website. He's the editor there for many years, the host of NRA News, Cam and Company, and 40 Acres and a Fool. How about that? At Cam Edwards on Twitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, it's actually not horrifying. It's good news. It is victory. A Wisconsin judge has ordered the commission there to purge 209,000 names from the voter rolls. We had on a guy from the group who's been fighting for this up in Wisconsin. And yesterday the judge said, I'm done. No more delays. I couldn't be any clearer than this. They need to follow my order, is what Judge Malloy said up there. It was the three Democrats on the commission that kept holding this up. They're the ones making these false claims that somehow removing people who haven't voted in years or who have apparently changed precincts and not re-registered somewhere else is somehow disenfranchising people. It's a lie, just like the lie they're making down in the state of Georgia and trying to argue somehow that Stacey Abrams won a race that she lost by 50,000. It's ridiculous. So that's a victory in Wisconsin to try to clean up voter rolls. They need to do that all over the United States of America. Missouri State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick coming up here at about 8:10. And my friend Chris Arps. We'll talk to him about Kim Gardner and her lawsuit alleging racism against the city and city police. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.